Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, it's Friday here on the Phil Hendry Show. It's time for On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster and Looking on the Bright Side. And Colleen, a very happy Friday to you from your travel agency in Laguna Beach.
Phil, a really good happy Friday to you and to everybody.
And what do we got going on?
Well, Phil, we are having our late spring Big Sister Cruise. It's our Big Sister Little Sister Cruise. And I was thinking about a month ago on a new revenue stream for On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and this is really what we've decided to come up with. I think it's going to make a lot of women very happy, and I think it's going to make us a nice profit, I think, for the spring months.
Now, you call this a Big Sister Little Sister Cruise because there's two different kinds of women going on this cruise. Is that right?
There are, Phil, and let me explain. I remembered during my high school days, there were the girls that I spent time with, and then there were the girls that were, they were ugly, they weren't attractive, but I had a very good friend, Karen, who I love dearly, and I was thinking on this, at On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, we could get some of the uglier girls to spend $1,500 for a three-day weekend, if they could spend that weekend, Phil, with slimmer women who have good complexions and really, really great personalities. And then you have this synergy between the beauty of the beautiful girls and the wanting not to be ugly of the ones that aren't that attractive. And it's sort of one hand washing the other.
So that's what you mean by big sister, little sister, that there are ugly girls. I don't like using that word.
I don't either, Phil. I mean girls that have not realized that they're not beautiful, but that they have other things to offer.
All right, and they would... tell me about your friend in high school, and this will tell me. So you're going to have a cruise...
We're going to have a cruise...
With unattractive girls and attractive girls, hoping that the attractiveness of the pretty girls rubs off on the unattractive girls?
Well, this is what we mean, Phil, when we say by synergy in business. I remember I had a friend in high school who was fat and really ugly, but I loved her very much. And I learned from her what I didn't want to look like, and that's why we loved Karen, because she was our reminder of what we could look like if we ate, you know, too many fries and too many melted cheese dishes. So that's our big sister, little sister cruise. The slender, beautiful girls come to look at the fatter women and be reminded of what not to be.
Yeah.
And so the big sister, little sister cruise, the slender, beautiful ones come to look at the fatter women and be reminded of what not to be. And the fatter women, of course, are really there to, for the first time, be around beautiful, tanned, and really, really pretty and really, really great personality women. This can be a very important revenue stream for our business this coming summer.
You mean in terms of money?
If you can convince enough of these women with weight problems that they can come on the cruise and be friends with slender women, that's a good cruise package. That's 400 women at $1,500 a pop. Doing the quick math, that's, what is that, Phil? That's
$600,000.
That's $600,000. My overhead, including insurance, probably run me $100,000 on something like this. That is $500,000 in business, and would really, really help the women who might be ugly be around me and my friends, and they can learn from us.
All right. Besides the money, Colleen, that you're going to make...
No, it really isn't about money. It is about women getting together and helping women. Sisters doing it for each other. I was born very attractive. I'm not saying that I was born attractive, but I really worked at it. I work hard to keep my body in shape. The joke around the office with myself and the pretty and the attractive women is that we're really tired of being sex objects.
And well, I know you were on the program talking about that.
But what we wanted to do is get a lot of the fat women who want to be accepted by slim women, and they would come on a trip. Because
all right, now there's an interesting comment you made. Fat women wanting to be accepted by slender women.
Well, that's really, really what I've noticed when we go into restaurants And like my friend Candy, she wanted to bring her friend Eileen. And I said, Candy, this is really kind of about us right now. We do have nights where we do bring our fat friends and, you know, the ugly ones with us. But some nights we just want to be together, the really, really cute ones. And
but this cruise sort of...
This cruise is different. This puts all of the really cute girls and the really unattractive girls together so that the cute girls remember that they don't want to look like that, and the fat ones are inspired to try and try. I don't know if they'll succeed, but try and look like us.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster is on the air with us here, and this is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. We're talking about the Big Sister Little Sister cruise that'll be happening this summer. Is that right?
That is correct. The deposit is $500, $1,500. It's a cruise of the Caribbean. We leave Miami in July, and we'll have those exact dates, Phil, soon enough.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I've never, ever heard of a lot of these cruises that you put on, Colleen, the Thin Thighs cruise that you did. A lot of your cruises for women have to do with weight, I notice, and keeping weight off.
Or keeping yourself looking really, really, really cute. And this is the first cruise that we've attempted where we are actually intermingling really, really cute women and really attractive women with ugly ones and girls that...
You know, the word ugly is kind of an ugly word, don't you think?
It is, Phil, but it is descriptive.
I mean, can't you say these are girls that are unattractive?
You can, but it's not... It doesn't tell you... If I use the word unattractive, it doesn't really give you an idea of the pressure that the really cute women are under. My friends and I are trying to influence positively really ugly girls. If I say they're just unattractive, it doesn't tell the whole story. We're going to be on a boat with these women for 4 days, actually. And this is our extended weekend cruise.
Right.
And that is going to be a strain on all of us who are good-looking to be on this boat with really, you know, girls that really don't have the cuteness that we have, who are really cute.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. The brochure that I have here from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is a major travel agency in Laguna Beach. If you're really, really cute and you don't mind spending 4 days with some ugly women. Now, this is a cruise strictly for women. Do you really think that you're going to get ugly women?
I think we will, Phil, because every woman sees herself as cute. And
so if a woman comes on the deck of the ship and thinks she's cute but she's really ugly...
Then we very gently will show her to her quarters. She'll probably be rooming with someone who's really... Who's not attractive? I think I like your word better.
Thank you. I think it works better.
And then she'll realize...
That she's not attractive.
Right, when she gets a load of what she's rooming with.
Yeah. Okay, that's the cruise that Colleen is sponsoring. Really, really cute women and really fat and ugly women rooming together on the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Big Sister Little Sister cruise. $1,500 for a 4-day weekend. And, when you get a load of what you're rooming with, I guess that's what you say. That tells you who you are. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
We're back with Colleen Kristen Brewster, her travel agency, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, one of the major travel agencies on the West Coast, and as a matter of fact, owned by you, Colleen.
We're very proud of that, Phil, yeah.
28 years of age, you've got a successful business, and you've mounted some unusual tour packages. The Big Sister Little Sister cruise leaves Miami in late June, actually, and it will feature women who are slender and good-looking. And I guess what you're saying is they're fat friends.
If you can bring a friend of yours who is having a problem with weight and who is ugly or unattractive or however you want to call that, then maybe she can see how really cute women and really, really attractive women with really great personalities live. And the women who are attractive, you can see, you know, it just is a reminder of not where you want to be.
Not being fat. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Here is Sonia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you insane, Colleen? Have you lost your mind completely?
No, I own my own business. I'm very successful with it.
Okay. What does that have to do with you being attractive?
It just so happens that I am attractive and that I get tired of being treated by men based solely on how cute I am.
Do you think that men only go after attractive women?
I think that it's really, really important to be cute. I do have a good personality. And I'm really successful.
No, you don't.
Well,
no, you don't. You're talking about bringing your fat, ugly friends to hang out with your cute friends? I'm sorry. I used to be 220 pounds a couple years ago, and I've lost about 80 pounds. And I was pretty then, and I'm pretty now.
That means you're...
I did it for health reasons. And you know what? I would never tell one of my unattractive friends, oh, by the way, come hang out with my pretty friends so you can feel bad.
You know something, you're really getting it wrong. I didn't say come and hang out with my pretty friends so you can feel bad.
I said come out
and hang out with my pretty friends so you'll know what it looks like to be pretty.
But they don't want to. What if they don't want to hang out with you and your pretty
little
friends?
You know something, I'm not telling them that they have to.
Well, this is something that they're choosing to do, right, Colleen?
Well, I really, really encourage them to do it. And, Sonia, I'm sorry, but are you 140 now? Is that what you said?
I'm about 140 pounds.
Okay,
yeah.
I would invite you on the cruise.
Does that mean? She'd be hanging out with the fat women?
She'd have to.
Why would I have to? Do you know how tall I am?
140.
Do you know how tall I am?
140.
Well, how tall am I, though?
My wife is up around close to 140. She's gorgeous, and she's slender.
And you
and
love
some
her,
women...
don't you, Phil?
Oh, well, of course I love her.
Well, you know something? Mr. Henry's married to his wife. I'm talking about getting really cute guys to be interested in you.
Really cute guys? I have so many cute friends, and they have women with meat on their bones. My girlfriends
are not... Do you have girlfriends that are really ugly?
My girlfriends are not ugly, and if I have a girlfriend that's unattractive, I wouldn't sit there and choose a day to hang out with her. How dare you say that? I have days to hang out with my pretty friends and days to hang out with my fat friends. How dare you? Your friends no matter what. You love them unconditionally.
No, of course I do, but my pretty friends may not want to be with my fat friends.
Well, then your pretty friends are shallow. Shallow, and they're disgusting people.
Well, you know something? Who are you to judge, and who am I to judge? And
that's
I don't care how tall you are. You're still 140.
Well, that's...
You know how tall I am.
You said you were tall. Okay?
It doesn't matter how tall I am. It doesn't matter how big I am.
You know something?
I would not go on your cruise.
You know something,
I would not go on your cruise to be made to feel like garbage.
Sonia, we are not making these girls feel like garbage. We are giving them as an example.
You're going to put fat people, ugly people in with fat, ugly people so that they can know what they shouldn't be like? Who are you to say what someone should be like?
We are giving them the example of how cute we are.
And who are you to make an example? Because you think you're cute, I'm sure there are plenty of men who find you very unattractive.
Well, you know something? You just don't know that, do you? And I have a lot of boyfriends. I've been in different cities. My boyfriend right now works as a pool boy for one of the major hotels in Mexico.
So you feel that every man that puts his eyes upon you finds you attractive?
No.
Every man?
No, not every man. But
so
what
then why can't men find other women attractive?
I had a fat friend who wanted to know how she could be cute. And I thought of the cruise in those terms. And you know something, Sonia? I don't mean to be cruel, but you sound like you're probably really jealous of me.
I'm not jealous
really,
at all
really
of you.
Jealous?
I'm sorry.
And
I'm not
you've
jealous
already
at all.
Admitted.
I'm 23. I've just graduated college.
And
I have a beautiful career.
Well,
I have a beautiful boyfriend.
You've already admitted that you were really fat.
And I was really fat. Yes, I was.
And
I was.
You may be ugly.
No, she said she was cute.
No, so, I'm sorry. I am fairly attractive. Yes, I am.
We're going to have been told by many.
Well, look, Sonia's point is a very good point. How do you deal with the putting together of attractive people and unattractive people?
Phil, we're going to have seminars on the boat. One of them is how to deal with having fat friends. Another is how to get slender girlfriends to like you.
Why do you have to deal with a fat friend? You should never have to deal with a friend. Your friend is your friend because
Your friend because you love them. And
I do love Karen, but she slows me down a little bit.
I have a serious issue with her weight.
Okay, let me ask
you
something,
Sonia. It seems that you are way too obsessed with other people.
If you go to a dance place,
you need to calm down.
You go into a dance place, and you want a cute guy to really be interested in you, and you have an ugly girlfriend with you. Do you know
I have any ugly girlfriend with me. I'm sorry, that's number one. I find all my girlfriends beautiful because they're the people I choose to be friends with.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, I have
a
boyfriend. Thank you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he's very attractive.
Well,
very attractive.
You know something? You do
And your boyfriend is a pool boy in Mexico, for God's sake. Who are you? Tell me.
Oh, so now you're judging people not based on how they look, but what they do for a living.
No,
are
I'm
you
saying
phony?
He's a pool boy in Mexico,
are
and you live
phony?
In the United States. What
you're
are you
really
telling
jealous.
Me?
You're really, really jealous, and I'm really, really cute. And that's just what's going on here.
I'm jealous.
All right, 1-800. Great.
Yeah, you're jealous of my cuteness.
That is so. Sad,
you're jealous of my cuteness.
Right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with. Thank you very much, Sonia, for your call.
Thank you.
No, but
Phil.
She's jealous of me.
Have a good night, Phil.
All right. Thank you very much.
She's jealous.
Goodbye.
Jealous.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686.
She's jealous of my hard ass. She's jealous.
Okay. Don't talk about your hard butt. Okay. Now you mentioned that a lot of this has to do with fashion.
Aspect, Phil, is really going to be fun, and a lot of this has to do with when you do bring your, and I'm sorry, Phil, if I'm being honest when I say that if you bring your ugly girlfriend, you know, she's going to be able to see how well you can dress. I am so excited because I have two killer outfits that I'm going to be wearing out in Miami.
All right, so if you're bringing your fat, ugly girlfriend with you on the Big Sister, Little Sister cruise, she'll see...
Well, she'll see. Phil, she's going to see how she can dress. So that other slender girls will like her.
I know that. So what is this outfit?
I'm really excited because I have two killer outfits I'm going to wear out in Miami. One is a sort of a turquoise capri pants with knee-high zippered boots. Okay? Okay, Phil?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, it's a...
Turquoise capri pants.
Turquoise capri pants with knee-high zippered boots?
Knee-high zippered boots. A gold lamé top with a Lady Astor-style wide-brimmed summer hat. And setting the look off beautifully is a string of laminated clamshells for evening wear. Okay, here's what I'm going to wear out.
Okay, a set. I don't know anything about fashion.
Trust me, this is gorgeous.
Okay, now this is what? That's
just for kicking around during the bay. By the way, all of the slender girls will be dining in the Grand Ballroom. And a lot of the ugly girls, we don't have an area yet for them to eat. But one of the problems we are having with some of my girlfriends, they don't really want to have to watch the fat girls eat.
God, that is so wrong. It's so offensive.
I'm not in favor of it, Phil, but that was the complaint we got from a lot of the girls. And so we're going to, the slender girls will eat in the Grand Ballroom, and the fat girls will eat below. With the crew.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. You're going to tell me about evening wear?
Yes.
All right, well, hold that thought. I think that if you're going to have fat women and slender women cruising together to be friends, to give each other beauty tips, to give each other lifestyle tips, then they should eat together instead of one being in the Grand Ballroom and the other eating below with the crew. That is so freaking wrong, man. And I've said it, and I'll say it again. 1-800-449-8686. This is Looking on the Bright Side with the Colleen Kristen Brewster. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, back here on the Phil Henry Show in just a moment.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And welcome back, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, the travel agency in Laguna Beach. The owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us, and that is Colleen Kristen Brewster. The Big Sister Little Sister cruise scheduled for June out of Miami through the Caribbean will feature, you're going to be putting slender, good-looking women, as you say it, along with their fat, unattractive friends, and try to have them...
We're going to have them influence each other, Phil. We hope in a really positive way, and that's the exciting thing about it. I wanted to tell you about my outfit for evening wear in Miami.
All right, your day wear is going to be turquoise capri pants with knee-high zippered boots, a gold lamé top with a Lady Astor-style wide-brimmed summer hat, and a string of laminated clamshells sets off the look, is what your brochure says.
That's correct. For evening wear, Phil, we're really excited. I'm going to be wearing a black gypsy skirt, black leather sandals, a really cute bomber jacket, and a bright red scarf. I got the whole ensemble under $500 at Neiman Marcus. And that's what you want to do if you're cute. Set an example for your big-boned girlfriends.
All right, for your big-boned and fat and ugly girlfriends is what you call them.
Well, they are fat and ugly, but they are your friends, and you want to set a good example.
Let me go to Randy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I would just like to know, who are you to be judging somebody, what they look like?
Well, I think you know what someone who's fat looks like, and I think you know who someone who is really, really cute looks like.
No, fat people are not ugly. They can be the most beautiful women you've ever known in their face and everything.
Really hard to fathom that. I can't feature it. What? How are they beautiful if they're really, really fat?
If they've got beautiful faces, right, Randy?
Yes. I know plenty of heavy-set women that are beautiful.
What happens to a fat
their
woman...
Their attitude makes them beautiful. Your attitude makes you ugly looking.
But when their face, when they're fat, even if they're pretty, the face gets swollen. It fattens out.
You're just off base here. You have no right to judge anybody.
I'm not judging anyone. We're having a cruise. Are you... Well, I'm going to have to take a while.
It doesn't matter what I look like.
Okay. Do you want to come on?
Beautiful in my husband's eyes.
I've never been called ugly before, so where do you get off?
Well, I've never been called ugly either, but I'm just saying
well, I'm
you
not
have the right
you
to call
ugly.
Anybody else ugly.
I'm not saying that anybody else is ugly. I'm saying
you just did your fat, ugly friend.
She's my friend.
If you was my friend... would not have you as a friend to be saying that stuff about a friend. Supposedly a friend.
She's my friend, and I love her very much. Yes, she's ugly, and yes, she's large. And when she's...
Well, then how could you say that about your friend, then, if you love her that much?
I love her very much, but her face got fattened out.
Let me ask, Randy, can I ask you a question? Because a couple of people stopped by the studio. Tell me what you think of this outfit, okay?
Okay.
Turquoise capri pants.
Phil, that's my outfit.
I'm gonna put you on hold, because I want to get an honest appraisal from Randy.
Okay.
Turquoise capri pants with knee-high zippered boots, a gold lamé top with Lady Astor-style wide-brimmed hat, and a string of laminated clamshells.
It sounds trashy to me.
It sounds like trash. And how's
it
this?
Sounds tacky.
How's this for evening wear? A black gypsy skirt, black leather sandals, a cute bomber jacket, and a bright red scarf.
She's just trying to bring herself to attention. Maybe she is ugly, but she just don't want everybody trying to take away from her looks by what she wears.
So in other words...
That looks tacky to me.
Okay, did you hear that, Colleen?
Oh, my God. I spent over $500, and excuse me, but I live in California. I think I know fashion.
Well, excuse me, I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and I know fashion, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that sounds trashy
to
me.
Are you kidding me? Turquoise capri pants with knee-high zippered boots?
It don't matter what you pay for it, you still can look trashy.
I bet you don't even have all of your teeth.
Oh, please.
I bet.
You're going way beyond point here now.
No.
I have a beautiful set of teeth. Thank you very much.
Who made them?
They're hers.
My mommy and my daddy made them.
Oh, you were born with them.
Yes, she was born with them. Look at
You know, you're getting off base because you know you're wrong about judging people.
I'm not wrong at all, but if you have a really, really cute girlfriend that you want to come on the cruise with, let me know.
No, because all my friends are beautiful in my eyes, no matter what they look like to you.
Why are we playing this music?
I'm leaving now because Randy was rude to me. Randy?
And you haven't been rude to anybody else?
You were really, really rude. That's my music to get out of here.
Colleen, where are you going?
No, I'm sorry.
She hung up, Randy.
I'm sorry.
When she hears her music, she just goes, no, that's fine. You were very honest, and you said what you said, and I'm glad that you did, because I asked you, so don't apologize
for
your
opinion. You know what? My opinion is, you know, I may be ugly to you, but in my husband's eyes, I'm very beautiful. It's the way you look at people.
Well, I have never met you, but... Oh, you mean in as me being anybody?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, if you know what I'm saying now?
Sure. I mean, if you're... beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
That's right.
Beauty's only skin deep.
That's right.
So can I ask you if you've got a... No, I'm just kidding. So, okay, thanks, bye. That laugh gave it away. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Madison Square Garden. This is Bill Stern, along with Punchy Powellman here, alongside of Madison Square Garden, the opening fight of Big 3 fight card tonight. Friday Night Fights brought to you by The Phil Hendry Show. Yes, you're right. That's Phil doing all the voices. The Phil Hendry Show. Well, tonight, Punchy, we've got a big fight. The Mother's Day right around the corner fight. Probably two of the biggest mothers around. Sexy yet sexual. They can make casseroles. They can make meatloaf. No doubt make love to their husbands till the cows come home. And here they are in the ring, Punchy.
I think they're pretty good. They're great.
That's right, Barbara Billingsley versus Florence Henderson in this 12-round grudge match, real Mother's Day special for the heavyweight championship of the world. Punchy, who do you like in this fight?
Anybody doing it?
Jesus. All right, Punchy, I know you interviewed Jerry Mathers. He was the Beaver on Leave It to Beaver. And what did he have to say?
Here he is.
I think it's going to be a good fighting junk, but, you're kind of drooling on me, and, I don't know. Maybe Barbara Billings is going to win, because, she's pretty good mom and junk.
Yes, we know. That was the freaking Beaver. Jesus. You're drooling on me, too.
And there you hear the bell, and let's get down to the center ring with Jimmy Light and the announcement.
Your attention, please. In this corner... The mother from the Leave It to Beaver show, Barbara Billingsley.
Barbara Billingsley, about 5'6", very slender blonde, kind of funny looking, I don't know, whatever. And here comes Jerry Mathers now. Sit down, Beav.
Well, thanks a lot.
And our crowd cut out there, probably for some unknown reason, I have no idea. There they are.
Well, how come the crowd left?
I don't know, probably because you showed up. How about that, Punchy?
That's funny.
That's great. All right, let's get ready for this big fight between Barbara Billingsley from Leave It to Beaver and Florence Henderson for the Brady Bunch in this 12-round grudge match, real Mother's Day special for the heavyweight championship of the world. And there's the ring. They go to the center of the ring there. Billingsley feeling out Henderson there, kind of toe-to-toe out there. And, Jerry, I imagine working with Barbara Billingsley, it was going a great thing for you. She was a great mom.
Yeah. Except when she told me to take my socks out from underneath my pillow and junk. But my brother Tony's okay.
Okay, that's great, Jerry. Jesus, you talk like that in real life, don't you?
Sort of.
No wonder you haven't got any work.
That's okay.
You're funny.
You're breathing on me. It's kind of creepy.
All right, as Billingsley and Henderson are going at it, toe-to-toe in the center of the ring. And there's a right hand thrown there. And that's the end of the first round. A big right hand thrown by Barbara Billingsley to Florence Henderson. You'll notice nobody saw it because nobody's cheering. Oh, now they are. They're seeing it on the replay. All right, Punchy, what do you think of that first round?
The lady, she hit the other lady.
Yeah, the lady hit the other lady. That's so, man. What'd you think about that, Beef?
It's pretty neat.
All right, getting ready for the second. Yeah! It's the second round. There goes Billingsley and Henderson. Punchy Powerman alongside here Bill Stern and Jerry Mathers here. The second round of this Mother's Day special. It's Barbara Billingsley and Florence Henderson. Florence Henderson and Barbara Billingsley. Which fight are you watching there, Punchy?
I don't see Florence Henderson, Barbara Billingsley, not the other one.
No, you wouldn't want to see the other one, yeah. And Billingsley and Henderson. These two really went toe-to-toe there. As you know, Billingsley ruled the roost as the big mother for so long there on Leave It to Beaver. And I know, Jerry, you felt very fondly of her. What do you think about when Hugh Beaumont died?
I guess I was supposed to be sad and junk, but he wasn't really my own dad. He was an actor and stuff.
I know he was an actor. How did you feel about... Never mind. And there's a big right hand there from Florence Henderson, staggering Billingsley. Billingsley up against the roof. There's a right from Henderson. A left to the gut. A right. A left. A left. A right. A right. A left. And oh, they stopped. In the middle of the ring they go. And there's the end of our second round. What a fight. This Mother's Day massacre to determine who is America's favorite TV mom, the heavyweight championship of the world, one of the great fighters of all time here, Billingsley and Florence Henderson. And along with me is Punchy Powerman. Now, Jerry Mathers is here. Jerry, name some of the other great TV moms.
I kind of like Donna Reed and junk like that. And who's that big, fat black lady from Good Times?
Now, probably talking about Esther Rolle, the great African-American actress.
She'd make a good maid on our show, but she'd never get to be a mom.
I don't think that she would. Back when you guys were doing your show, of course, black people weren't allowed within 6 miles of a movie studio.
Well, that's pretty true, except, the guy that sold the cheese sandwiches and stuff from the truck, the craft services guys were all black. Well, in those days, they're called Negro.
Negro. You're not a Negro, are you, Punchy?
Look.
Yeah, go check in the mirror. Round three starting here, Billingsley and Henderson. So far, we've seen these two women sort of feel each other out a little bit, huh, Punchy?
You said a bad thing.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said they feel each other up.
No, I didn't say that. I said they're feeling each other out. It's a legitimate comment from a prize fight. Isn't it, Jerry?
Well, it's kind of a creepy thing to say about two women, but I guess it's okay.
Well, thank you. Said a bad thing.
You did. You're going to go hell.
Get out of here. All right, Billingsley and Henderson. Billingsley and Henderson, what a fight. They're going at it toe-to-toe. Here's a big roundhouse right there from... Look at that shot that Henderson just took. Billingsley coming back with her own stuff. And Florence Henderson is floored, literally, here. And there's a standing 8 count now as Florence Henderson having a tough time finding her way back to the neutral corner. Billingsley is standing there. She feels she's got this thing won. Oh, there's the end of the fight. Now the end of that round, not the end of the fight, the end of that round. Pardon me, this is a 12-rounder, ladies and gentlemen. That was just the end of the, which round was that, Punchy?
One, two.
Good thing you got 5 fingers, huh?
Yeah, 3, 4.
Good. What do you think of that, Jerry?
He reminds me of a bum we had on our show one time. We got him some clothes from my dad's closet.
Punchy does?
Yeah, he's okay, except... his breath smells like beer.
Well, Barbara Billingsley, of course, the great mother on Leave It to Beaver, raised this moron. And, of course, you also have the fantastic Florence Henderson. Much has been made of the Brady Bunch. But the fact of the matter remains, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the Brady Bunch and you look at Leave It to Beaver, Leave It to Beaver was just flat, hands down, funnier. Yes, the Brady Bunch had the girls and the boys and the whole dynamic. But for sheer rip-roaring laughs, there was nothing like Leave It to Beaver. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Yes.
What do you think, Punchy?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm so lonely.
There's the start of the 6th round here. It's Barbara Billingsley and Florence Henderson here from Madison Square Garden for this, the heavyweight championship of the mother world. Barbara Billingsley took a beating in the 2nd round from Henderson, but came back with a couple of good shots in the last round. Now Henderson is tying her up on the rope. She's got her up in the corner there. And listen to this crowd. They think they sense the end. Florence Henderson is really, really pulling her there. And now she's turned it. She's turned it around. Billingsley's got Henderson on the ropes. Billingsley going after Henderson. This crowd is going nuts. They're going
going crazy. Billy Jean got hit as a down. And here is the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the fight is called. The fight is called. As it looks like Billingsley has knocked out Florence Henderson here in the sixth round of this Mother's Day special. What do you think about that, Jerry Mathers?
You meant to yell at me and stuff.
Well, Punchy, it looks like Billingsley has won the fight, and Punchy Palman will go down to the ring to talk to Barbara Billingsley, the winner of this big Mother's Day fight, Jerry.
Well, it's pretty good. She still makes me put my socks away.
All right, Punchy, have you got Barbara Billingsley?
Yeah, I got Barbara Billingsley right here. Barbara, great fight.
Thank you very much.
Now, Barbara, what was the punch that took out Florence Henderson?
Yeah, it was probably like a left hand or something. What I tried to do was see it happening on a rope, you know.
Yeah.
But I turned around, you know, and everything else.
And this is Bill Stern up here in the booth, Barbara.
Yeah, how you doing, Bill?
Good. We have Jerry Mathers is with us. Jerry, you have a question?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, did you ever have sex or stuff with Hugh Beaumont? I mean, you know, like the fake dad that we had?
No, man, I never had sex with damn Hugh Beaumont. He would half dead and start a show. What the hell you talking about?
I just want to know.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Punchy.
Yeah,
you did a good job, yeah. Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, all right, man, thank you a lot.
Great Barbara Billingsley there, and that's the end of the fight here. From Madison Square Garden, where Barbara Billingsley has defeated Florence Henderson in this fight to retain the heavyweight championship of the world.
I just want to say all praise to Allah.
That's great. I know it. This is Bill Stern from Madison Square Garden bidding you a very good evening.
Okay, so there you go. I got a call. Hi.
Yeah, this is David.
What's wrong, David?
What is it with you lately with the black shtick?
The black shtick?
Yeah, the bit with making Barbara Billingsley a black man.
I just thought it was funny.
The last time you did this prize fight, wasn't it between Jesus Christ and Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
And guess Jesus was a black man, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess I made him black.
And now this week, you're making Billingsley a black man. Why don't you lay off with this stuff? Don't you understand this gets us in trouble? And it...
I thought it would be funny to make her a black guy, okay? Here's Barbara Billings, and she's talking like a black guy. And it...
Don't you know the number one minority in America right now are Hispanics? There's a whole fertile ground there. 15 to a car, Tijuana, whatever the hell you want to do. But no, not you. Not Mr. Independent. You want to do the black shtick, because you're always trying to be different.
Look, it was funny, okay?
Didn't say it wasn't funny. But I'm the guy that's got to answer the phone tomorrow. Barbara Billingsley is black. Oh, my God. You know who I got to... I'll probably get a call from the diocese about that.
Well, that's great, okay? And I'm very, very sorry, but I'm leaving.
No, you're not. You can't...
It's Friday, and I'm splitting.
Wait a second. I wanted to... I wanted to...
No!